I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It looks like Russia is turning back the clock on religious freedom, and that clock just struck midnight. Police bulldozed the Holy Trinity Church in Moscow this week. Wade Kuzak with Russian Ministries told us that when believers gathered to worship amid the rubble, officials called it illegal. Under a recent law, open-air meetings are forbidden, and the pastor was taken in for questioning and warned that if believers gather again, they could face jail time and fines upward of $15,000. And a Wycliffe Bible Translators partner is working on a manual that'll make translation work in Africa faster and more efficient. There are at least 500 Bantu languages spoken by over 60 million people in sub-Saharan Africa. This manual would allow translators to use one Bantu language as a source text to translate the rest, and that would allow many to hear God's word in their heart language for the first time ever. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. For details on these and other stories, go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.